Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I held a cup standing with his hand on his car.
Said there's a red bar now. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, SRV. Always going to have a little Texas blues around here as long as I'm here. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's still just you and me. I want to continue to talk a little bit about what I mentioned in the last segment, this idea of what I call the number one business fundamental. You know, I've been doing a series on business fundamentals. I talked about email. I've talked about a few other things as business fundamentals. Well, surely the number one business fundamental is charging customers enough. If you can't do that, folks, if you can't charge them enough, if you can't charge them what they need to pay for your time and your investment in that transaction, then you can't stay in business. You're just giving stuff away. And I ran into this a while back. I was trying to help someone with their business. Just a friend. And I knew I'm actually a customer. And they were having a hard time. And I told this person, I said, look, I know you're not charging enough. Because I know what it costs to do what you do. And I wasn't even saying that he wasn't charging me enough if he delivered a product or something like that. But this is a heavy service company, heavy service industry company. And I know that he was doing things for me and for other people that he wasn't charging for. He was trying to be a good company, a good partner, and he was trying to give good value. And yet, at the end of the year, he didn't have enough cash. He wasn't making enough profit. He didn't have enough revenue to cover his cost of goods sold to produce enough gross profit to cover his regular expenses. And consequently, he was in trouble at the end of every year. So I sat down and talked to him about this, and I said, okay, let's just take, how many people do you think you do favors for in a year's time? I said that to him. And we came up with a number that was probably pretty close. And I said, all right, now you're the only person that I know who will do what that is. There's not anybody in this marketplace who's doing what we're talking about. So I got no choice. I need you to do this for me. He's got some competitors, but not a lot of competitors. He's got kind of a unique business. And I said, if you charged me $35 every time you did that for me, and it wouldn't be a lot. It would be maybe two, three times a year. You charged me $35 for that. Let's multiply that by all these touches that we just came up with. Guess what, folks? It was thousands of dollars. It was thousands of dollars. Now, his business is a low-volume business. It's a lifestyle, classic, Main Street business. It's a beautiful little business. He'll never get rich, and he doesn't want to be rich. He just loves doing what he does. He loves taking care of his customers, and his customers love him. But I think his customers love him too much. Because they need him. His customers need him. A lot of small business, a lot of you out there, folks, your customers don't just come in there because they do business with you. They need you. The world wouldn't be better if you were not there. It'd be worse. Sustainability. You've got to run your business to sustain it, to make sure that you're around the next year to serve those customers. And the only way you can do that is if you charge enough. You've got to charge enough per job. and you got to charge for the activity. Now, I'm not saying that you don't give a little lagniappe, as the Cajuns call it. You don't throw an extra donut in for it and make a baker's dozen. I'm not saying you don't add value from time to time. But I'm saying that you have to develop a schedule, and people have to know that if they have you do something for them, you're going to charge them for that. And you got to set it up on a process that makes it happen. Because so many of those touches that go unpaid are what was keeping this company from going out of, was causing him to go out of business. And so think about that. If your cash flow is tough, if you're having a hard time with cash flow, if you're not making a profit, and I'm talking about profit that can sustain you. Everybody's got to make a profit eventually, because that's the money that keeps you in business when things are tough. That's what allows you to buy stuff without having to borrow money. So if you're not delivering enough revenue on the top line, and see, in his case, it wasn't that his sales, he needed necessarily more sales. He was staying plenty busy. It was that he wasn't charging for some of the time that he was taking to help these customers. So just, your situation is different from his. Think about this, folks. Any customer that's not willing to pay you for what they want, not for what they need, but for what they want, pay you a premium for what they want. Any customer who won't do that, you don't need to have as a customer. They're not on your side. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.